Good morning. That's awful, Chris. I think they've already gone back to sleep. You got to do better than that. Good morning. Listen, we're talking about talent, and I'd be remiss if we didn't acknowledge the talent we have at the Georgia Chamber, and specifically Chris Clark. He's been a dear friend of mine. I've had an opportunity to be in the trenches with him when we were working on Army Cyber Command and so many different things. There are a lot of people behind the scenes, as you know, that don't necessarily get the credit, not that they're seeking it, but I'd love for us to just give a hand to Chris. Chris, thanks so much for everything you do. Listen, when people hear Department of Labor, they think boring unemployment or claims that were not paid. Let me tell you, it's a new day. It's a new day because I ran for this office to make sure we changed what we do at the Department of Labor and make it more like we do in our business. We've got to be responsive. We've got to be collaborative. And we've got to be cooperative. We can't be siloed in an agency any longer. And that's important. It's important for all of us because the number one thing we're facing in our state is not just healthcare. It's not just traffic or this morning pollen. Now, some of you don't have allergies. You know what I'm talking about. It's a workforce. And our successes are also our Achilles heels if we're not careful. And so the Department of Labor has a unique opportunity to partner together with people like Commissioner Dozier over at TCSG. And you may say, well, that's awesome. How do you do that? Well, in our first 60 days, because that's what we've been in there already 60 days, we've got to change the culture. We can no longer work as a siloed agency, which then became siloed inside. And if you run your own business, you know, facing the giant says attitude reflects leadership. And unfortunately, that's some of the things we've done. So day one, I started breaking those barriers down. There is no more commissioner's spot at the front. There's no more commissioner's bathroom. There's no more keypads making sure you can't get on a sixth floor. My feeling is if you're honored enough to be on campus as an employee, then we should trust you enough to be able to come into my office. And first in the morning, the doors are wide open. I tell you that to say they're open to you as well. We have LMI. It's the number one place in the Southeast for generating information. And it's coming out of the technology. 28 people focused on that. That's your information. We also, prior to the pandemic, were the number one state in the country for the reduction or the minimizing how much time people were on unemployment. We were number one. But we lost our way during COVID. So right now I've changed that culture. And what I've said to my team all over, guys, I may have been elected to be your commissioner, but I want the privilege to be your coach. And they're responding back with that. People are coming back to campus, not because I mandate it, because they're curious. They're curious. That's what we have to do in our businesses, academically or entrepreneurial. You've got to get the interest of people to be engaged. I'll close with this. How do we marry those together? One is, you got to communicate, right? If you've ever been in a relationship and people don't communicate, what happens? Yeah, you know what happens. Right now, you're seeing academics and you're seeing entrepreneurial and government agencies now working in concert in your state. It is a great time to be in a state that's the number one place in the country to do business. People want to come here. But my caution is, if we don't work together to solve a workforce issue, they're not going to come here. Because as a business person, if I can't provide product and services for a profit, I can't be here. And so we've got to do that. I'll challenge you with this. Unfortunately, I've got to go give blood right after this. Or actually, I've got to be in a deposition. It's the same thing. But if you haven't done that, everybody ought to do it once. Kind of like colonoscopy. But I want to give you my cell phone. And people, when I came into office, they said, you're nuts for doing that. And the 18 or 20-some businesses I've started or turned around, I've never had someone abuse my phone. But when they need me, I'm there. So I want to give it to you. My personal cell phone is 404-660-1165. If you didn't get that, get it from someone else, or maybe Chris can share it with you. I want you to know we want to collaborate with you, because the only way we're going to do this, the only way we're going to survive this, is we got to work together. Last thing I'll say is this. We also have adopted a new mission statement. I tell them every single day, we're no longer in the claims business. As a matter of fact, don't tell our governor this, but we're not even in a workforce business. You know what we're in? The people business. And I tell the team at DOL, we're in the people business. Because if you realize that you put people first, all the other things get resolved. You no longer have issues with respect or division because you respect each other. And when you say you're going to do it, you do it. When you answer the phone, you respond. When you're on a together in a collaborative effort, you make sure you're pulling your weight and that of others. So my charge to you is make sure we stay in the people business in Georgia. We'll never have to worry about talent going somewhere else. Make it a great day. And again, thanks for the privilege of being here.